Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Winning cures everything. I'm Gary. Welcome to the show. I'm running solo duties today for the Daily Show. Let's see if I can turn this mic down just a touch. There we go. So, lots to discuss. We got a big weekend coming up. We got Wilder Fury preview. Wilder Fury 2 is happening Saturday night. NCAA transfer rules. Chris and I will go more in depth in this, but I did want to touch on it before the week was over. NFL changes, the CBA, all that kind of stuff. We'll hit on it briefly again. Something else that Chris and I will go more in depth with. And then college basketball previews and picks. I've only got picks for Friday night. Obviously, I work on the Saturday numbers early. And then we go from there. So, the show brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They have got 6 incredible sports books. You're going to love all of them. I promise. They got all sorts of fun stuff. Good shows coming through town. Great concerts. Great comedians. Great everything. It's good stuff. Chris D'Elia is coming through. Like, he's fantastic. So, you can find all that information. Places to eat. Fantastic places to eat. Great steakhouses, etc. TunicaTravel.com is the website. Go and do yourself a favor. Check that stuff out. TunicaTravel.com. Our website, WinningCuresEverything.com. You can find all of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can follow us there. We do this show live every day. The timing changes, obviously. And sometimes we don't even have a show. Yesterday, didn't have a show. Didn't have time. I do this at work. It's tough. So I got to find time to have a lunch and on my lunch break. I come in here, I knock this thing out, we talk sports, we talk pop culture, we talk whatever the hell we feel like talking about. So, let's go ahead and fire in, though. Winning cures everything. Oh, hit subscribe on YouTube. Hit subscribe on YouTube. Hit subscribe on the podcast. Make sure you leave a nice review, leave some comments, share the show out, tell your buddies about it. We do appreciate that. Let's fire in topic number one here. I don't want to keep you for too long, partly because I have to go. I got to go pick up my daughter today. Got a lot to do. So, Wilder Fury 2, happening at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas on Saturday night. Could not be more stoked about this. It appears I will be down in Tunica for that. Think we're going to Gold Strike, maybe. We'll see. So if you want to come out, hit me up on Twitter, at GaryWCE. I'll be somewhere. Might be a Hollywood. Probably Gold Strike. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Wilder Fury, 2 fighters that do not have a loss. Deontay Wilder is, 41-0-1. Like, he's undefeated in 42 fights. Yeah, so 41-0-1. Had the split decision with Tyson Fury in their last go-around. He has knocked out Luis Ortiz. He's knocked out Dominic Brazil. He's knocked out Ortiz again. He knocked out Stavern. He knocked out Gerald Washington. Blah, 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 blah. He's knocked out everybody. He has 41 knockouts. And the only one that went to decision was against Tyson Fury. Now, Tyson Fury, on the other hand, his latest fight that he had, which was September of last year against Otto Wallen, that one he had to win by unanimous decision. So, as far as betting favorites go, Wilder is a minus 130 favorite. Fury is plus 100. What we've seen is that Fury is a significantly better boxer. He's a better technical boxer. As far as who has the power here, I don't think it's close. I think this is Deontay Wilder. Now, for me to tell you who's going to win this fight, I got no idea. I got no clue. I would love to see Deontay Wilder win the fight because I've been following him for a long, long time. I would love to see him win. If you just had to have a winner, I'd probably go Tyson Fury. Nobody's ever finished him. Nobody's knocked him out. He's never been beaten. Same thing's gone for Wilder, but go with the better technical fighter, and that's going to be Fury all day long. Fury is significantly bigger than anybody else Wilder has fought. And we could talk about Ortiz if we want to, but, you know, Ortiz past his prime a little bit is what it is. I think maybe Wilder waits on some of these because he's got fantastic cardio, man. His endurance is ridiculous. I'm not going to go with a winner here. I'm not even going to bet the fight. I'm just going to watch because I enjoy boxing. That's what I love. That's what I do. I'm going to go watch, and I'm going to hope for Deontay Wilder. If you had to make me pick one, I'd probably go Fury. So we'll see what happens after this. Obviously, the loser of the fight gets a chance to come back, and there's a clause in the contract, and you will probably have a third fight between the two, so long as it is not just a complete domination, right? And so that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for no shenanigans from judges, anything like that. I think it's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait for it. Cannot wait. Let's move on. Topic number two, NCAA transfer rules. So this is how the NCAA's new proposed change to their transfer policy is going to go. Student-athletes would be granted one free transfer with immediate eligibility. And for them to do that without having to sit out a year, the student-athlete must, one, receive a release from the previous school, two, leave their previous school academically eligible, three, maintain their academic progress at the new school, four, leave under no disciplinary suspension. So, okay, nothing with this kind of stuff is ever black and white. Obviously, the AFCA, the American Football Coaches Association, doesn't like the idea. And a lot of coaches out there have already commented on it, saying things like Mark Richt saying, oh, okay, so all of these coaches at the younger school or at the smaller schools can recruit guys, build them up, develop them, and then they're just going to be poached by these bigger schools. That's not really how that's going to go. Okay, there's still a roster limit. There's still a scholarship limit. There's still all of this. One thing that they will have to be careful of, though, is if you've already got a restriction on the number of recruits that can sign, and you've already got a restriction on the number of scholarships that you can give, you got to be careful with just allowing unlimited transfers to come in, right? Because at that point, how many guys are going to force players to transfer so that they can bring in other guys? Like, you got to be careful with this stuff. And if stuff starts, I don't know how they're going to do this. I got no idea. Like, this is just going to be the wild, wild way. And college basketball is already basically like this because guys are transferring left and right, back and forth, whatever. And that makes sense because there's only five spots on the floor. So if you're not getting played in time, you want to go somewhere you can play. And there's 353 schools. But in Division I football, there's only 130. So it's the pot's a little smaller, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So Chris and I are going to talk about this eventually, I believe next week sometime. And we're going to dive into it because it's not black and white. There is no easy answer. I would say, yes, this is great for the players. On the other side, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good, but allowing people to just run away whenever things get even a little bit difficult, it is what it is. I mean, we'll pay attention to it and we'll see what happens. But I'm curious the way that this is going to end up going. There's going to be some kind of a restriction. Are they still going to let coaches decide what school you are allowed to transfer to? I mean, we're going to have to watch and see exactly how they do this because it's not done yet, but it will be. It's trending that direction. I think it's good on one hand, but we'll talk about all the rest of them as we go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go ahead and dive into topic number two. Topic number three, I'm sorry. The NFL playoff changes and the regular season changes. It appears with the new CBA and all this different stuff, we are going to have a 17-game NFL season. We are going to add an additional wild card team, which would add a wild card game. The first seed in the NFL playoffs will be the only one to get a bye week. And I think that's good. More football is more fun. I'm a little surprised at all of the players that are against this right now. Obviously, they're getting more money and all this, but I don't know enough about it yet, about this new collective bargaining agreement, to understand what they would be irritated by. I will say this, one thing that you always notice, if the owners are very quick to sign a CBA, if you're the players, you might want to step back and say, okay, hold on, like, how are we getting screwed here? Because obviously they got to be getting screwed somehow, right? So we'll see exactly what happens with that. The other part that nobody seems to be talking about that I think is actually good, penalties are going to be reduced for players who test positive for THC, eliminating any game suspensions strictly for positive tests. The testing window for THC would also be narrowed from 4 months to 2 weeks at the start of training camp, and the nanogram limit would be increased from 35 to 150. Basically, they're saying, we don't care about weed anymore, okay? Like, they've still obviously got some stuff in there, but they don't care. They understand the effects of it. They understand how it's legal in so many different states and how it's trending towards being legal federally, really. I think that's a good thing. And nobody seems to be talking about that. So we do want to point that out. But, yeah, the biggest part of this NFL deal is 17-game schedule. Increasing the player's share of total revenue to at least 48%, and they expand the playoff field to 14 teams starting in 2020. That will be a lot of fun, so long as it is actually agreed upon. It was voted on by the 32 teams. It was not unanimous, by the way, but the owners did approve it. Now the NFLPA has to consider it today, and I haven't seen anything about it yet. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. I would love to hear it. I wish that I had more answers before we recorded this. So I can't wait. Obviously, by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be the news will probably have leaked out. So hopefully they get that done and we don't go into a strike because, man, that would be bleh. Let's move into college basketball previews and picks for the evening. The previews are for Saturday. We got some massive games on Saturday, so let's go ahead and tackle those. First off, Kansas at Baylor, 11 a.m. on ESPN. It's in Waco. Everybody's talking about how Kansas, Bill Self, with multiple days. Kansas last played on Monday, right? So they've had forever to prep for this game. However, Kansas got absolutely demolished by this team. They got their asses kicked in Lawrence. I still really like Baylor. So we'll see. I like Baylor to win this game. I think people are completely underestimating them in this spot. They're at home. It's going to be ridiculous. Just ridiculous. I can't wait for it. I'm going to go with Baylor on this one. Next game up, Gonzaga at BYU on Saturday night. Now, Gonzaga kind of handled them first game, if my memory serves correct. BYU is fantastic. If their offense is rolling, they can hit, I mean, just everything. I believe they lead the country in three-point shooting. That's insane, right? As far as percentage goes, they got shooters all over the floor. Their offense is ridiculously good. They are high-scoring, high-flying. If they can get hot against Gonzaga, that's good. I don't know that Killian Tilly's going to play. We'll see. He was questionable. There's a lot of stuff going on here. I still think Gonzaga wins this game. This is the kind of game that they're fired up for. They're ready to go because they actually view it as a challenge. And they are significantly more talented than BYU, even going on the road. So I will take Gonzaga there. Oregon at Arizona, another big game. This one's 8 p.m. on ESPN. Arizona's got a lot of talent. They got like three first-round draft picks. The problem is they're all freshmen. So, we'll see, right? I'm not sure what to make of that. Oregon just lost at Arizona State. I think Oregon probably bounces back and gets this one. Arizona is just a complete enigma. Oregon, I mean, they're kind of an enigma too. I don't know what to make of the Pac-12. Pac-12 doesn't make any sense. They never make any sense. Football, basketball, whatever. Oregon, I think, is the best team in that conference. I think Arizona's probably the more talented team. Give me Oregon. I don't care if it's in Tucson or not. Give me Oregon. Next one, this is game number four out of the five that I picked to preview. LSU at South Carolina. A lot of people may not give a crap about this, but LSU has lost four out of five. South Carolina's been playing pretty good. I understand they lost at Mississippi State the other night, but LSU, there is trouble in the water with Trendon Watford and Will Wade right now. And, I mean, you want to talk about throwing a player under the bus. Holy mackerel. I mean, that's you want to talk about making it where you're not going to be able to recruit in the state of Alabama anymore. I mean, he is killing this kid. Absolutely killing him. Said if he doesn't have any other options, he's got to play him. But if he had other options, he'd be playing somebody else. Who says that? That is, it's great to be completely transparent like that, but man, like that's crazy stuff. I'm curious to see because, I mean, they got handled at home against Kentucky. Now they got to go on the road at South Carolina. And Frank Martin's bunch is tough, man. They've been playing good here down the stretch. They're a bubble team. They need this win. I mean, we'll see. LSU lost four out of five. We'll see if they make it five out of six or if they can finally get off the schneid a little bit. Finally, I'm looking at Michigan at Purdue. Purdue is 14-13. They've lost three straight, and yet a lot of people still have them safely on the bubble, safely in the field, really. They're like 24th at KenPom. I mean, they've got just a ridiculous number of quad one games, quad two games. Like, they've played no bad teams, really. But they are on a slide right here, and they're typically better at home, but they haven't been lately. In Michigan, I mean, Juwan Howard and that bunch has figured it out. They are rolling right now. I like Michigan here, but I think Purdue gets this win. I think they've got to get off the slide. I think it just means more for Purdue. I think Michigan's back in the bracket safely, and Purdue is not. So give me Purdue. That's a 1 p.m. on ESPN game. Finally, let's go ahead and do against the spread picks for this evening. Did I write my times down? And I got three games tonight. I got three games. College basketball, Friday night. First one, 8:53 rotation number, Green Bay at Detroit. Green Bay is okay. Detroit is not. I don't care if Detroit's at home. Give me Green Bay here. I think they're going to win. It's a pick 'em. Next one is also a pick 'em, 8:61, St. Peter's at Manhattan. I like St. Peter's here. I think they're going to get the win. I think they're the better team. St. Peter's has been rolling here lately. So give me that. Finally, 924 rotation number. Mount St. Mary's at Robert Morris. I'm taking Bob Morris. Bobby Morris, -6 to get that win. Rotation 924 on that one. On the week, we are 10-10. It has been strange. I've gone 3-3 the last two nights. Not happy about it. So I got three tonight. I'm either winning or losing, one way or another, unless we end up pushing, but whatever. I am 195, 146, and 11 on the season. So hopefully we get that back headed in the right direction instead of just sitting equal on the season, because I'm so tired of this. So tired. All right, you guys know what to do. WinningCuresEverything.com is the website. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. You leave a nice comment, nice review. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Periscope, follow on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is. We appreciate you guys for being with us. TunicaTravel.com is the website for Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. Do yourself a favor. Go find some information on them. We will see you down there March 19th, March 20th. If you're coming out to Tunica this Saturday night for Fury and Wilder, hit me up at GaryWCE on Twitter. I will see you down there. Maybe we can meet up. But I do appreciate you guys for being here, and we will see you all again next week. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.